We have a few minutes left on the program to chat with biblical scholar and minister Ronald Weiland, who's author of the new book, 2008, God's Final Witness, who will discuss with us the prophecy revealed in the book of Revelations. Ronald Weiland says that 2008 will mark the beginning of the final events that will thrust the world into great tribulation, and which will usher in World War III, the death of billions, and on the last day of the Great Tribulation, the return of Jesus Christ. Pastor, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah. Let me ask you, is the Antichrist living among us right now, and if so, who is it?
Well, there are different interpretations that people have. That's a common misconception when people talk about Antichrist. John, in the book of 1 John, spoke of Antichrist simply being any of those, that means in the Greek, any of those who are against Christ. So those who have opportunity to know God's way of life, who can know Jesus Christ, and are against him are referred to as Antichrist. Some confuse that with that which is spoken of that's going to take place toward the end time about a man of sin being Antichrist, and it's a bit of a confusing thing, because there's just a lot in the book of Revelation that people have never understood. You know, when John wrote the book of Revelation, it wasn't given to him to understand. People think by the word revelation that it means something is being revealed. It wasn't to be revealed until the seals began to be opened at the end time. It's like the book of Daniel. When you read the book of Daniel, you go to the last part, and Daniel himself asked God about the end time. He wanted to know more than just the prophecies that were given to him. And God told him to, he said, shut up the book, Daniel. It's not given to you to know the time. It's given for the end time. And that's where we are right now, at the end time. So there's a lot of confusion out there in traditional Christianity in the world about the book of Revelation, about what's going to take place in this end time, and that's why this book, 2008, God's Final Witness, has been written.
So let me go back to my original question, though. So you don't think there is an individual person in the world who is the Antichrist?
No, there talks about a great false prophet who is going to arise, but I certainly... Not in the way John spoke of the word Antichrist. Antichrist has more to do with the Church of God, of those who turn against God, who once knew the truth, and they begin to work against Christ. That's all the word Antichrist means. It means someone that works against Christ.
And, Pastor, it's your contention that we are in the final times.
Yes.
And how long will the final times last before the return of Jesus? And let me be... not a very good phrase to use, but a devil's advocate here, and say we were all taught, you were taught, I was taught, that no one knows when the exact end of time is going to be except the Lord God himself.
Well, that's very good a question you've asked there. It kind of goes along with what I mentioned about Daniel and the book of Revelation. Things were not to be given. When the disciples came to Jesus Christ and said they wanted to know more, he said it isn't given. It basically told them the same thing that God told Daniel. It isn't for you to know the days of the seasons yet. In other words, he said it's not even, he didn't even know. He said, my Father is the only one that knows. But at the end time in the book of Revelation, it makes it very clear that there comes a time when Jesus Christ begins to open the seals that most assuredly he knows the exact timeline of things that are beginning to take place. And it also shows in the book of Daniel when those things come that God will give that to his people. And for the purpose, especially to his prophets, especially to those who are to tell the world at the end time here about these things, that this is where we are. There has never been a time that God hasn't told people through prophets, through his people, through his those that he's worked through, and told them before something of a tremendous nature came along of a calamity, of a horrifying thing on earth. Whenever they did, God sent his prophets first.
So are you one of those prophets?
Yes, I am.
Yes. And tell me about the seven thunders of the book of Revelation.
Seven thunders are basically events that take place that lead up to and actually cross over into the opening of the seventh seal. We're at a period of time right now between the opening of the sixth seal of the book of Revelation and the seventh seal. The sixth seal was actually opened on the very day of 9/11. 9/11 is prophetic in nature, as so many other things are in the Old Testament, of different things that took place on a physical scale that God used to show something that was prophetic in nature. And it actually, just like the jet that plunged into the Pentagon and into the Washington, D.C. area, the one they thought was possibly headed toward Washington, D.C., the capital itself, the other two that took down the two towers, all these things are a part of symbolism of something that's going to take place. Seven towers there that all collapsed, that all had to come down before this was all over with. that which was a kind of icon for this nation, you know, something so tall, so mighty, or something we were able to build, the tallest of buildings in the world. And it was a reflection of our greatness, of what we are as a nation, what we've been able to accomplish. And yet those things are prophetic of something that is going to come, where our government, where our military, where our economy, Wall Street, the commodities markets in Chicago, they are going to be struck here at the seventh seal when that opens up. And that's far more momentous than even the seven thunders, the seven trumpets that begin to sound when the seventh trumpet is open, a seventh seal is open. The first four things that take place are things that happen as a result of nuclear terrorism in this country, and we're not going to be able to survive it.
Is the war in Iraq and Afghanistan all part of the...
It is because it stirred up a hornet's nest of people who are more determined than ever before to bring us down, people who are more determined than ever before. They actually have, a lot of people have heard of Muqtada al-Sadr, who's kind of on the, they're looking out for him right now, they're trying to find him. He has what's called Mahdi's army. Mahdi's army in Islam has great meaning to those people, and it has to do with, interestingly enough, the end time. It is an individual who is to arise, who is to lead them into a world government where they're going to reign over the earth. Well, it's kind of a copy of something that actually is really going to take place when Jesus Christ returns. What happens at the end of 3.5 years of great tribulation on this earth is the return of Jesus Christ. That is when he comes back as a king, as a king of kings, and sets up a government on this earth. That's what they thought he was coming into Jerusalem to do on the very day he died. They thought he was coming in to be a king. And they laid down palms and branches before him because they believed in the prophecy about a Messiah, who means the anointed one, and the anointing means to be a king. But he didn't come then to do that. He came then to be a Passover, to die for the sins of mankind. He's coming back the second time to take control of this earth. God allows mankind to come to the brink of annihilating himself. It's not God's fault. It's man's fault. Man is the cause of what's coming. And yes, we have stirred up a hornet's nest, and there will be a type of attack on the United States, very coordinated, just like what took place with 9/11, but far more massive, and this time with nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and who will be responsible for that?
The same ones who brought the first attack.
And what about Israel? Will Israel continue to be protected?
Israel figures into prophecy, the nation of Judah, in the sense of things that are going to take place around that country and things that are building up here to the end that are already taking place, quite candidly. There are a lot of things that are prophetic already that have taken place. And yes, there comes a time when they're brought to their demise. They come to a demise at the same time, basically, as what the United States does, as Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Western Europe. It is a time when Central Europe arises, very much like World War II, except this time they don't do it on the same auspices as a dictator like Hitler. But this time they do it because they feel a need to intervene, to step in and prevent the United States from retaliating with nuclear weapons. You know, we're going to be in very bad condition at the time those nuclear weapons go off.
Very quickly, you say this will begin next year, 2008.
That's correct.
And we'll consummate about 2010 or 11.
That's exactly right. And if people would like this book, they can get it free on our website. It's endtime2008.com. We send it out free. Also have a book written 2 years before that, 2.5 years before that, called The Prophesied End Time. These books go into this far more deeply in a far more detailed way.
Sir, thank you very much. A biblical scholar and minister, Ronald Weiland.
Thank you.
All right. Drive Time, News Talk 93, WKCT.